Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is Congresswoman Kat Kamak. Congresswoman, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Brittany. It's great to be with you.
Congress last week passed a bill that would force TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to either divest from TikTok or, if it chooses not to, the app would be banned in the United States. You voted for the legislation. So first, can you walk us through why?
Absolutely. So this is a critical piece of legislation that is incentivizing and prioritizing divestiture of TikTok from ByteDance, which of course is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. And as we have seen through multiple studies, reports, intelligence reports, both classified and unclassified, the use of TikTok is not just dance videos and filters and ways that people can express themselves. It's actually used as a weapon of asymmetric warfare by the Chinese Communist Party. They see this as a tool to not just manipulate public policy, but also to force actions, as we saw during the process of passing the bill through the House of Representatives, where users that were geofenced in particular members' districts had to take an actual action before they could use the app again. So I think that really woke people up to the dangers of it. And of course, we've seen where parents have had terrible loss in their families. Their children have participated in deadly challenges. We've seen where over 60% of the content that is inflammatory and is pushed into the United States feeds, that all comes from overseas, from adversary nations. It is a real problem today, the conduct of the CCP. We're not interested in moderating content. We're interested in taking care of the conduct of the company.
When users would open the TikTok app, some of them were received, like you said, that pop-up that said, call your lawmaker if you don't support this TikTok ban. I do want to note, this isn't an actual outright ban. It's giving ByteDance an ultimatum, either sell or TikTok, you will ban TikTok. But I am curious, can you lay out the specific national security threats you think TikTok poses?
Absolutely. And, you know, I thought that was very interesting because about a year ago to the month, we had the CEO of TikTok in front of our committee, Energy and Commerce, and he said that they could not access certain data of users, which included geolocation data. Now, we know that to be false. He lied before Congress, because if you did not have access to that geolocation data, how would they have geofenced just users in the particular members who served on Energy and Commerce? So that right there was very questionable. And we have seen where they employ not just keystrokes, but also altitude data on cell phones. And they're able to tell what floor of a high-rise building you're on. So pretty invasive spyware that they have in the app. But to your point, asking about the divestiture, one of the things that is really, really telling to me is that the CCP themselves, the Politburo, their commerce minister, and the foreign minister of the Chinese Communist Party have come out exceptionally aggressively against the divestiture. If in fact they were not interested in using this as a point of manipulation and access in the United States, why would the official government of China be taking such an aggressive stance against this legislation? And to that end, a divestiture would be a windfall for the shareholders of the company. And in my experience as someone who values free markets and capitalism, the goal of any profitable company would be to do the best financial work possible for their shareholders. In this case, they're actually looking to keep this going under the CCP, which takes away money from their investors. So I find it a little bit telling that the CCP themselves, who have, again, kind of beta tested their use case with putting users of the app in a position to have to take an action before they can use the service, I think that they're seeing the power of it and they want to maintain that access, which is why the official government of China is so adamantly against this.
Congress overwhelmingly voted to pass this legislation. One of your colleagues who voted against it, Congresswoman Sarah Jacobs, joined me last week, and I want to read some things she told me and get your reaction to them. She said this, quote, "I think there are legitimate national security concerns. I don't think that this solution will actually solve those concerns." And quote, "Even if TikTok was bought by an American company, the CCP would still be able to buy this data." What do you make of her comments there?
While I respect Congresswoman Jacobs, and her and I have worked together on a few issues, I disagree with her in this case because just yesterday we passed a data broker package unanimously that prohibits any American's data from being sold to an adversarial nation. So that argument that she presented, which she knew this bill was coming before the House to vote, and still voted against the TikTok, the divestiture language anyway, I find that argument to be hollow. So I find that to be an argument that can't even be justified at this point in time, considering that the House took action to protect Americans' data from foreign adversaries.
What do you also, I want your reaction for critics who think this is a First Amendment issue. The ACLU released this statement that the legislation, quote, would violate the First Amendment rights of hundreds of millions of Americans who use the app to communicate and express themselves daily. Is this a free speech issue?
Couple things on that. No, this is not a free speech concern because, again, the bill is addressing conduct of a company, not content. So this has nothing to do with what you post on the app. That is not what we are concerned with. What we are concerned with is the conduct of the company where they have tapped into users' data, their phones, and have targeted them. For example, there was a series of journalists that were targeted by the Chinese Communist Party when they wrote stories about TikTok in a negative light. And the company, TikTok, and its counterparts in China, they actually access TikTok data in order to identify those journalists. So again, this is all about conduct, not content. We also released a brief from one of the foremost experts on First Amendment protections and civil liberties, who said, again, this is not something that would fail in the court of law. This is not an infringement of the First Amendment rights. And to folks that say that this is, the concept that espionage by a foreign adversary is covered under the First Amendment is again false. Espionage is not one of the five tenets protected under the First Amendment. And as a Chinese company, they do not enjoy constitutional protections. And I find it laughable that the Chinese Communist Party is all of a sudden a champion for constitutional liberties and freedoms.
I do want to note some of those journalists you talked about, ByteDance surveilling, were my colleagues here at Forbes. And there's also been criticisms, though, that these problems that we're talking about now are not unique to TikTok. They are also prevalent on other social media platforms. What do you say to that?
Oh, I am an equal opportunity offender in this space. So I think we have to start certainly somewhere, and the immediate threat certainly is from a foreign adversary. And I should be clear, in this legislation, we are not expanding government powers. We are not allowing the President of the United States to have a different set of powers or responsibilities. We're simply clarifying in statute that this process is legal and that it is actually something that needs to happen because, again, TikTok is owned by ByteDance, which has there's a controlling share from the CCP attached to it, which is, if you go back through the history of ByteDance, this is a very rare thing that has happened where the CCP picked who they were going to put on the board of ByteDance rather than ByteDance offering up seats. So this is something that, of course, is unique. But I say to anyone who has concerns about China owning American farmland, how about we start with 170 million pieces of real estate that the Chinese currently own, which is the phones of Americans all around the country? I think that there is a tremendous opportunity for Congress to act in protecting the privacy and data of Americans on all social media platforms. That is already underway. So just like yesterday, how we went and passed a data brokerage bill that prohibits the sale of Americans' data to foreign adversaries, there will be much more to come. But in Washington, anything comprehensive is a good way for something to fail. So we're taking this one bit at a time, tackling this issue, protecting Americans' data as well as our national security at the same time.
As that other legislation comes in, I hope you come on and join me. But before I let you go, I do want to get your reaction from calls flooding into lawmakers. Reportedly, one TikTok user reportedly called a GOP lawmaker and said this, quote, "If you ban TikTok, I will kill myself." What do you say to those people who feel strongly against this legislation, who feel strongly that a potential TikTok ban would really change their way of life?
Well, it just makes me so sad that that is the current state of affairs, that someone would feel that a social media app would be the cause for them to end their life. That's just, that's horrific and just really speaks to the broken state of mental health in this country and around this issue. So I certainly always want to hear from my constituents. And for the hundreds of phone calls that my office received, I would say the majority of them were young children under the age of 15. We could hear school bells in the back. Many of them were in class, which again, it makes me wonder what is going on where this behavioral algorithm, which by the way is housed in mainland China, the source code is housed in mainland China. It doesn't matter if they house the data in Texas, all the source code and algorithm maintenance is done in mainland China, which is again, one of the big reasons why we are so concerned about this. But it makes me wonder if someone is paying attention to the mental health impacts that this is having on children. We know that this is digital fentanyl. We know how kids are dramatically impacted in their mental health and their body image and their self-esteem after just spending a few minutes on the app. I know the studies that have been done on burner accounts that have presented themselves as 13-year-old girls, and within 30 seconds, they're already shown anti body positive messages, suicide, self-harm messages, sexual content. It's absurd that this is what we're contending with. But for the adults that were calling our office, as we explained why this was a bill that was dealing with conduct, not content, and the reasons of why there was some national security concerns, they said, oh my gosh, I'm gonna delete this app. In fact, so many people were freaked out about not being able to use the app until they had logged an action that they said, I don't want this on my phone. And personally for me, I would never want my government or big tech to have this type of information on me. So why the heck would I allow the CCP to have it? It makes no sense. So as we go down this path of really trying to rein in the excessive tapping of Americans' data and privacy, we have to take this one step at a time. And I think this is a great first step, but I am very concerned that parents are not understanding how deadly this is to their children's well-being, their confidence, and certainly of course the TikTok challenges that have taken several children's lives.
Congresswoman Kat Kamak, thank you so much for joining me explaining this topic. You're welcome back anytime.
I appreciate it, Brittany. Have a good one.
See you too.